We're getting down to business with our game day analyst and Super Bowl bear, Tom Thayer, sponsored by BMO Harris Commercial Bank. Tom, it's the bye week, but is 4 days off the right thing for this surging team right now?
You know, it seems the proof is in the pudding. So far, bye week teams have had a hard time winning games after the bye, so you'll see how it will affect them when they go to Philadelphia. So right now, this new collective bargaining agreement and allowing these players to have four consecutive days off hasn't really spelled well for the bye team, but the Bears are a veteran team. They have some great leadership. I think not only the veterans need some rest to recover from the overseas trip, but they also need some rest at this point in the regular season to heal up the small nicks and bruises, not necessarily the major injuries, but the things they can overcome in 4 days. I think they'll have that opportunity.
In a bold personnel move, Chris Harris is out at safety, cut by the team outright. What'd you think of the move and Lovie Smith sticking with two younger guys?
Well, Lovie Smith said the exact thing it is. It's the evaluation of your full body of work. This is not just a off-the-cuff decision they've made about Chris Harris. It's about the body of work. So they believe with their evaluation of the young guys in practices and throughout training camp, they've developed an attitude that they have some young talent here that they need to get on the field.
Now, how about Gabe Kareemi? I know things are looking encouraging on the Bears' offense, but how does he figure to get back in the starting lineup? Someone will be benched, right, to allow the first-rounder back at right tackle?
Yeah, but the evaluation is going to start from the eyes of head or offensive line coach Mike Tice. You know, one thing about offensive linemen, when you do come back from injury, it's an evaluation of the coach that really allows you to get inserted back in. You do tell the coaches that you are fit for duty, that you're ready to go 100% for the full game. And then as he evaluates you at practice, he's going to say, are you better than what we have playing right now? And Lance Lewis and Chris Spencer on the right-hand side of the offensive line have really been doing a nice job. So it is going to be the evaluation of Mike Tice and to see how Gabe Kareemi is not only moving his feet, does he have explosion? Is his feet and hands all connected so he can efficiently perform his task? So I think we'll find out a little bit more about Gabe Kareemi midweek.
Now with nine games to play, there's a lot to look forward to. Appreciate the time again, Tom. Enjoy the weekend off.
Thank you, Josh.
We'll hear from Tom again next Friday at this time and a week from Monday from Philadelphia when the Bears play the Eagles in prime time.